He fucking wants it.
I mean, it would make sense. I don't think anybody would be shocked.
It's just...
I wish I was gay.
Welcome to the Through Being Cool podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Knight Riders Unite. Witness us. You hear it first. Nick wishes he could. I've never thought about, like... I've had...
You never thought about... It would be gay. Would,
no, man.
It would be cool
life
to be gay.
Straight dudes are enough. Is enough. Having to convince people that I like, I still feel like no matter what, my sexuality is going to get questioned. So even if I was gay, people are like, yeah, but you're like really gay. And I'm like, no, I'm gay. And they're like, babe, you're like really gay. Because even if I was gay,
what's really gay?
Like, no, because if I was gay, I'd probably just like have a boyfriend for 14 years and not get married. So it's just kind of like people would be like, oh, well, you're probably not really gay. Just like when me and Emily, it's like we've been, you know, I have a girlfriend. Probably, but you're probably not straight. So there's not, I mean, my, no matter what I do, I'm going to get questioned about it.
Yeah. That's not the only beard you've got.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I have one, so people can stop asking about my metaphorical one and focus on the physical. But if you were like, Patrick, I'm gay, I'd be like, that's fine. Cool, man.
Make your obsession with furniture make more sense.
What obsession with furniture?
Mine.
You don't have an obsession with furniture?
No, but I like, you know, my house is awful tidy for a straight man.
My apartment's right. Clean as shit. I'm straight as hell.
New name of the episode.
No.
My apartment's clean as shit. I'm straight as hell.
My apartment's always clean.
That's what I'm going to name.
I'm never home enough to make
that's
it
what
dirty.
I'm going to name my new band.
What?
My apartment's clean as straight shit. I'm straight as hell.
Yeah. Fucking we're an indie band. All we do is Fugazi covers.
And we can't go on tour with Torch, though, now.
Why?
If the name of the band is straight as hell.
Dude, they would love that. That's right, lead singer Torch is a gay person.
He's a gay person. He's a boy kisser.
Oh, God.
They have a song called Boy Kisser.
If you were a boy kisser, yeah. I think you'd be happier.
You can't choose to be gay.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes. You could choose to be
no,
gay.
No, Lady Gaga told me that they're born that way.
I'm not saying that, okay.
That's what Lady Gaga said.
Okay.
She said they're born that way.
All right, I'm going to try to break it down to be politically correct as possible. Is there science behind being born gay? 100%. Are the people
that's who, fucking gay.
Yeah. Are there people who probably choose to be gay? Even more 100%.
Queers.
Yeah. I do find the behavior of choosing to be gay, queer, as in strange, not queer as in homosexual, homophobic terms.
Do you think
Nick,
some people choose to be gay?
Yes.
Just because they're bored?
Or they're a product of like rape, if you want to get serious. Women especially. There's a lot of...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, sexual assault. Like, oh, penises are swords of damage. I don't want to be around that. I'm going to run.
Swords of damage.
Yeah.
Other band name.
I don't want to be around that. I just want to slam fucking piss parts. Ladies. 2017. Hashtag more mean, more lean in 2017. Through Being Cool Podcast, Informed Consensus Early Thing, Night Rage, Night Witnesses. Thanks for listening. Nick,
lost
introduce yourself.
I'm Nick.
Okay, I'm Patrick. Thanks for listening.
I've lost a considerable amount of weight, can you tell?
In your face.
Yeah.
Still big as shit, but it's not nearly
fat
as
fat head.
You don't have a fat head.
I have lost like 20 pounds.
Where?
In my dick.
I put on some weight.
You're listening to Through Being Cool.
Well, Nick's been sweating, and I've been collecting the water and inserting it into my pecker. So I got a big...
dick water?
I got
big sweaty dick.
Sweaty Nick dick. I'm retaining Nick's water.
I've been eating healthier. I lost 5 pounds over the holiday break. Who does that? Not depression. It's not from depression. It's from working out.
Hey, is it from depression?
Nope. I've got a... I mean, not that there's not like a...
correlation?
Not that there's a, I don't know, a steady stream of a bed of depression, if you will, but that's not what that's from. I've been...
I believed you till you over-explained it.
I've been working out a lot. I know that my neuroses will lead me down dark paths if I don't find a healthy way to deal with, you know, the holidays. So I've been going to the gym almost every day. Working out a lot. I started doing BJJ.
What is BJJ?
That's where
Nick
I wrestle.
Got hired to be his blowjob job.
That's where I wrestle men's penises with my mouth.
No. What now? What is BJJ?
BJJ is like. Did you ever like play fight with a cousin growing up, or you don't have any brothers?
No. No to both of those things. Okay. I'm the oldest on my mom's side, and I'm the youngest on my dad. I'm the third
it's
youngest
like
on my dad's
play
side.
Play fighting.
So.
except for real.
All right, but then it wouldn't be just real fighting?
Yeah.
Wait, no, what
I've been
BJ,
fighting people.
What does BJJ stand for?
It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I don't do that. No. I don't do any kind of non-American fighting.
I love it.
What? You're not a physical dude, though.
I know. That's why I wanted to do it.
Okay, so what is it? At what point do you change your name to Jonathan Rogan?
Basically, Jesus, girl.
Nick loves his dogs.
Go. All right. So basically, it's like, you know, like high school wrestling?
Nope. I played soccer in high school, man.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, is that like the wrestling in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Are there cage matches?
No.
Beans, stop listening.
Well, basically, okay, you know what happens I know you've seen UFC. You know what happens whenever they fall down?
Oh, and I stop paying attention.
You know when they get on the ground?
Yeah.
That's BJJ. So it's low impact, so I don't get punched in the head.
Oh, okay. So it's just kind of like, it's just like rolling around and like trying to get the guy to stop rolling around with you.
Yeah. But the
is
whole
it hard?
Point.
I'm assuming it's really fucking
really
hard.
Really fucking
dude,
hard.
You should shave your
it
body.
It beats and the shit out of a stationary bike or a treadmill.
Dude, what you gotta do is you gotta shave your whole body. Get all the hair off your body.
Basically, the
Wait
whole point
2 days
is to...
And then just turn your body into sandpaper. And just...
You wear clothes. You wear a gi. And the
Wearing
whole point...
Wearing a gi sounds real gay.
The whole point is to either like break the other person's arm or leg or choke them until they pass out.
What if they just stop that?
It sounds way tougher than it is.
Wait, why don't you just not break? I don't understand. Can they tap? They can tap out,
you
though,
tap,
right?
Tap, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I just assumed that you were doing really well because you don't appear to be broken anywhere.
No, not, I don't know. Okay. Broken. My knees hurt like shit, though. I got my ass kicked on Thursday.
That's the first day of the blowjob job. That's what happens.
Or Friday. No, Thursday.
Where are you doing it at?
There's a gym on the bypass.
Oh, the place that opened up next to the old Hyder's building.
Yeah, Donnie Wallace.
Your grandpa's thing was.
And he's, yeah, over.
How do you know that? Do you know any of those guys?
Nope.
You just went
I
in
do
there,
now.
You just walked in one day and you were like, I want to wrestle these men.
Tuesday, I was like, I either need to go to the gym or I need to go do BJJ. And I've been wanting to do BJJ forever. And I'm just going to fucking do it. Stop being a pussy and just fucking go in.
Yeah, man.
So I called him.
That's what we're going to talk about in this episode.
2017,
more
don't
lean,
be a
more
pussy.
Mean. 2017.
More lean, more mean, don't be a pussy in 2017.
Or be if you're going to be a pussy, be
so
real tough, muscular
I called him,
one.
And I said, hey.
I could break a cock.
I want to come in and wrestle other boys. I said.
What was that phone call like?
You know, it was weird. I called him, and I said, hey, you know, I've been wanting to do BJJ for a while. I wear glasses,
can we do an act
and
out
I'm
of
super
phone
blind.
Call,
yeah, of course.
Okay, call me.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, is this...
Hey, hold on. Thanks for calling BG's BJJ. What's up?
I want to wrestle other boys.
Oh, yeah? We were.
I wear glasses. Is that going to be a problem?
Not as long as you...
He wears glasses, too. What?
He said he wears glasses, too. He wears glasses. No! All
right, I'm going to come in and wrestle other boys.
Hey,
gonna...
why don't you bring that fucking soft butt in here and let me rough it up a little bit. Put on this gi. My name's Guy.
Donnie.
Selling these gis.
Donnie, his name's Donnie.
What?
His name's Donnie.
Name's Donnie. We can come on down to Guy's Gis. Get your gi on. Do you like to ski? Do you need a gi for skiing? This is dumb. This is dumb.
Yeah.
So you just called the dude. And
I just called him.
And you're
I
like,
said,
hey, man, can I come wrestle you? what if nobody's there? And it's just you and that guy. And he's like, so I guess like we have to wrestle? Is that what happens?
No, I called him and I said, hey, I want to wrestle other boys. And he said, all right. He said, fundamentals of BJJ starts at 6:30. Get your pansy ass down here.
Was he really? Or did he? Was he like,
no, he's super nice.
Was it like... Training starts now. He just kicks you in the dick.
And it's weird because he's a Buddhist.
Ugh.
He's like super into Buddha.
Good Lord.
The Buddha.
The Buddha nature.
Do you ever listen to Boner City?
Uh-uh.
They always make fun of Steven Seagal all
oh,
the time.
Really?
They're like, oh, the Buddha.
The Buddha.
Because he'll be talking normal and just say, Buddha.
But anyway, so I just went down there, man. And then I loved it. And then I came back the day after the next. And I've been doing it ever since. And I really like it.
That's so, I'm so happy for this. You found like an active thing. Cause like I played sports.
Yeah.
I never did like, I always played teen sports.
I
never did like,
I told him, I said,
stuff.
Hey, I said, I lift weights because I am super uncoordinated. That's the most coordinated thing that I do. And I just, I told him, I said,
I think you would, in my mind, this is the most coordinated thing I do. And you just would swing your arms back and forth.
And I told him, I was like, I have really poor hand eye coordination. And he was like, it's okay. He was like, everybody gets their ass kicked in the beginning.
Did he throw something to you and you hit your new face and you're like, see?
Pretty much. And
you made me do this. That's fucking awesome, man.
And
like, I bet you thought I was going to give you shit for that, didn't
I was
you?
Talking to it, yeah.
Well, I played sports.
I was talking to another guy.
Now, these other dudes that we hang out with, they're going to give you shit. The people we're going to fucking talk about.
The guy on
bit.
Thursday that kicked my ass, Patches is his name.
Because his gi's a bunch of patchwork.
He's fucking crazy good. And he told me, he was like, I was like, I don't know what it is. I was like, I'm terrible at this, but I really love it. And he was like, yeah.
You're not
like,
supposed to be good. You just started.
Yeah. Well, like he basically told me, I thought I had a passion for like motorcycles and like cars and shit like that. And he was like, I didn't know what passion was until I started this shit.
Do you have your own gi yet?
No.
Okay. They
only do gi one day a week. And then the rest of the week is no gi.
Nude?
Yeah.
Nude?
No.
Or do you just wear like shirts?
You wear like Under Armour.
Yeah, because you have something to grab on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer the gi, but I don't know. Apparently, no gi is more popular. But like, so basically, what you do like for the first hour, you go in,
kiss,
and you kiss. You kiss them down to the ground.
I need to know I can trust you.
The first hour, dude, I fucking love it. I'm getting excited just talking.
No, I'm happy for you.
The first hour, you go in and like he teaches you like a technique, like one step at a time. And then you square off with a partner, like, so they call it rolling, like sparring.
Do they have to be in the same like weight?
No, but he did tell me.
Wouldn't it be unfair if you got with somebody who's like 6'8", they just lay on you?
Yeah. And there's girls in there too.
Ooh,
there's like young
do you have to
girls,
wrestle them?
Like 14-year-old girls.
Do you have
girls.
To BJJ with them?
I know 14-year-old girls.
Do you have to BJJ with her?
I haven't.
Dude, I would get
typically.
I don't know. I don't think I'd be. I wouldn't be comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm just like, I'm not wrestling with any underage women. If you want to get me some like prime real estate 18-year-olds, I'll roll around with them.
It's super weird.
Totally gi-less.
But so far, he's told me that I need to wrestle with people who like colored belts.
Whoa, they don't like being colored.
African American belts.
There you go.
Guys who've been doing it a while, because he said
they're never gonna get better.
Yeah.
It's like playing guitar. You never play with someone worse than you. You're never going to get better.
So he told me that I need to roll with people who have experience because
look at you dropping lingo.
Because I'm larger. I'm like a bigger guy. I'm
right.
205 pounds, you know. And also he said that I'll learn more.
You're not Chuck Swetbick though.
No.
Have you seen pictures of him from the side?
Sweaty Charles?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
There's a picture of him. I'll find it on the internet while you're talking. Like his him and his wife, and his wife is like a very pretty, like slender lady, very fit. And then he's standing next to her as just a monster of a man.
Yeah,
he's huge.
He's a big boy.
I'm not saying I couldn't fight him. I'm saying I wouldn't win.
I want to blow him. I mean, BJJ wrestle.
You want to roll with? You want to BJJ wrestle with?
I'm gonna give him a blowjob. I mean,
No, it's fine. It's fine. They like that. He likes that. I think he likes being complimented like that. I think he would love to hear about how much you want to suck his dick. I think he'd love that.
I really like it though, man.
Good.
Everybody there is like super nice. Everybody's like really respectful. And,
yeah, because
like,
if you're shitty, they're going to fucking drop you on your fucking head.
Like I've been like rolling with, like there's this kid in there who's probably like 17 and he's a blue belt and he is like fucking crazy good. And he's like scrawny.
How long has he been doing it?
Don't tell him I said that. Long enough to have a blue belt. It takes 2 years to get your blue belt.
Look at this. Look how big Chuck is. Look how big. Yeah, Sweet Charles is a monster.
Does he have a child?
Yeah, he's got a child. No, those are two dogs. Don't be a dick. Oh. Yeah, he's got a kid. Yeah. Yeah, look how nice. Okay, here's a picture of him. Yeah, this is a picture I was talking about. Here's a picture of him standing next to his wife. Look at that. I don't know. I think he just like, I think he's really offended by weights that aren't above his head. I think he sees weights low on the ground and he's like, I can't have this. Not on my watch. And he just puts them above his head. No, man, you probably thought I was going to give you a bunch of shit for this, didn't you?
I mean, a little bit.
No. Dude, I'm fucking, of our friends, I'm probably the only one who understands like athletics and sports because none of our friends played sports, really did anything like that. What are you looking at? What is that? I don't want to see that, man. You can't show me that while we're doing this and say don't say anything. You got a top half, or you're just going to be a dickhead about it. Yeah.
No top half.
Yeah, don't do that. My God. I'm not editing this.
I don't care.
Good. Disdain for tits. Not. Did that just come in while we were doing this?
No.
Okay.
I was just thinking about it.
Cool. I don't want you to get that. Why? I don't want you to do like this while I'm in the room with you.
No.
Good. Don't do
this. I don't want to do that.
Don't do this.
Don't do that?
People have no idea what we're talking about, and I'm fine with it. Don't do this.
So, I've been wrestling other boys.
I'm so fucking happy for you,
man. I love it.
Good. It's good to have, like, I think that sports, even at any age, if you get involved, it will teach you a level of dedication. It'll give you something to fucking do, something to look forward to, and it filters into other aspects of your life. You're gonna start getting really competitive, whether or not you notice it. I guarantee it.
Helped me tremendously with my social anxiety, you know, which I told you, like, out of nowhere, it's gotten really bad lately. And I notice, like, the next day, like when I go to work, like, I feel more like alpha, like more testosterone.
See what I just said? You're gonna start feeling that in other aspects.
It's awesome.
It is.
Like, I love it.
Yeah, that's why I have an ego.
Let's wrestle.
I'd rather not. That's why I have an ego. I play competitive sports for 20 or 19 years. You'll fucking lose.
I'll
probably lose because you.
I want to lose.
You might be into kissing boys, as you said earlier. You might want it more than I do. So you were talking about social anxiety. Can we talk about?
It has been
last week, the other night. Last, because this will be a good segue for we went to Cole's show.
Yes.
So absolutely. We went and saw our friend's band played their last show a couple weeks ago. We went. The next day,
as a collective entity.
I mean, yeah. If you had, I'm gonna say a lot of things. I think are gonna make our friends mad, and it's fucking fun. Be nothing new.
I hate my friends.
Let that pause sit there. I said that I went because you went.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. I said that I went because you went. I only went because I broke my Xbox controller. Like, not joking. If I had not broken my Xbox controller, I wouldn't have gone.
Oh.
I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. And as soon as I saw you coming
you're
up, like, you're like, hey, man, I could tell that like you were happy to be out of the house. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to be here at all. Like, I felt bad at how little I wanted to be there. The whole time we're sitting in the kitchen, I'm just kind of like,
God,
I don't want to fucking be here at all. I hate this. I don't, because it's this weird thing of like me and you talk still. Me and those guys kind of talk. But when we get everybody in a room, all we do is talk about the things we did when we talked.
But I love that.
That's fucking boring to me. Why can't we just accept that in this point in our lives, we don't really talk that much? That's fine. That doesn't make us bad people. But that doesn't mean like I have to get in a room with you and pretend like we have stuff relevant interests anymore. We just don't. Like, you're laughing your ass off. And like the entire time me and you were leaning up against that stove, I just wanted to scream to everybody but four people in that room, and the four people who know who they are. I don't want to talk to you. You don't want to talk to me. Let's not fucking talk. We don't have to do these like weird 30-second interstitial like, what have you been up to? You don't fucking care.
What about that weird fucking nerd that was there?
Let's talk. We're going to get to that because I'm trying to be like serious about it. And then we'll
I've never
it
wanted
up.
To bully somebody so bad
dude,
in my life.
Dude, I wanted. All right. So I took some notes when no one was looking.
Yeah.
The first one I have is don't cut your eyes at me. If I'm looking at you from the side, like if I'm looking at you, like if you're standing to the side to me and you have giant boobs and you're obviously not wearing a bra. Don't cut your eyes at me.
Attention-seeking girl.
Well, here's what happened. Is this girl was sitting there from the side, and she was a girl of larger carriage.
She's a good eater.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop looking at her, not because she was attractive, but I was trying
to... She has a pretty face.
I was trying to figure out how she got her belt above her tits. Like, they were hanging so low, and then she looked over at me and cut her eyes, and I just wanted to be like, don't cut your eyes at me, because you're not wearing a bra. That's a decision you made. You are aware of where your nipples are and where they usually are on other humans. Don't get mad at me because I'm looking at you trying to figure out what went wrong. Like, don't fucking like cut your eyes at me when I'm just like, I want it so bad to be like, I'm not like trying to like ogle you or like be mean to you. I'm just really trying to figure out how you have sinking titty syndrome. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what that's about. I just was looking at it and I was just like, what is your fucking... Huh. Huh. I had never been in a room where I wanted to be mean to everyone so bad as we were that night.
She was melting a little bit.
No, I'm talking about like everybody. Okay, I'm going to name the names of the people I'm not talking about to clear it up.
Yeah.
Matt, Cole, Rob, Rory, Nick. I'm not talking about you guys. And then the owner of the house was really nice. His girlfriend seemed nice. And you, Nick, and then also Nick, who's playing hardcore bands around here, that Nick, and then Josh and Swindle. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
Anybody else who listens who saw me at that show?
Can we talk off mic real quick?
Can we wait a second? I'm in the middle of a thought.
Okay.
Other than those people that I just named, if you listen to the show and you saw me there and you came and talked to me and like you're wondering why I didn't want to talk to you, just keep listening. I'm explaining in a second. I don't want to talk to you. We don't have anything in common. There's no point in doing this like interstitial, like, what have you been up to? How you doing? I don't fucking care. You don't care. Just don't talk. I'm so fucking tired of that shit. I don't want to do it anymore. And I think I think in 2017, I'm done being overly nice for no fucking reason.
Getting mean in 2017.
Getting more mean 2017. I've been hashtagging it all fucking week. I'm not like, I'm done. For the last 6 months, I was nice to people for no other reason than to like try to be nice. And it's stupid. It's stupid. Like I went home, woke up the next day with an anxiety hangover that was visible. Emily was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I was like, I seriously spent about 6 hours stifling every first and second thing I wanted to say. And then she was like, "So what happened?" And I was like, "The third one was just off the wall, because the first one's usually really mean. The second one's kind of funny and mean. The third one's just like, got a big old baby dick," which is the thing I just started yelling for no fucking reason.
Yeah, it was
because
funny.
What I wanted to do was yell at all those people, like, "You're the reason Trump's president." Like, I just wanted to say, like, I never wanted to make a group of people more mad at me, because at least that would have been genuine. Because they were all like, "I'm having like the best time. Such as love this, all this music.
I had a good time, though."
I hated it. Every fucking second of it. From standing in that kitchen to when I fucking left, I was like, I want to be done with this. I don't want to be here.
I really enjoyed it.
And that's just the dichotomy, Nick. This is how this works. That's just,
I guess.
Like, I went because I'm honest. I'm being honest, and I want my friends to know. I only went because I broke my Xbox controller.
To fuck me.
No.
Oh, I mean, you wanted me to BJJ you.
No, I only didn't go because I couldn't play NHL anymore.
Start verbing BJJ. Okay, can we take a break?
You want to take a break real quick? Okay,
fuck Patrick. Fuck through being cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
It's not that you're not allowed to be happy. It's just like you suffer from what most, I think, us and the people who listen to the show and like our immediate group of friends.
It's just that taste.
It's just... I'm just going to keep rolling. I really don't care if I'm making my friends mad anymore. I don't, dude. I fucking don't. I don't fucking care. I really don't fucking care. And I know it makes me a terrible person. And maybe that makes me a bad friend. I don't give a shit. A lot of us are either way too smart for our own good. So whenever we start getting happy, we start overanalyzing why or what's keeping us from always being happy. And you're texting right now.
No.
You jerk.
What are you doing? I'm not. I was trying to find the original thing.
And I think what has happened is we overthink anything that happens. So we can't just enjoy being happy, or a lot of our problems are our own fucking fault, and we don't want to admit that. So we spend a lot of our time being like, what could possibly be?
All my problems are my own fucking fault.
Hold the microphone close to your face.
All
That's
of my
fault.
Problems are my own fucking fault.
I don't think that.
My life rules, and I'm not ever satisfied with it.
I mean, satisfaction is the death of desire.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, he keeps talking about doing a... Hey Bree keeps talking about doing a...
Hey Bree.
I fucking love
Jamie Johnston.
Jamie Johnston. He is. He writes all the, he, for the most part, like he writes all the riffs and all the lyrics. Like it's his band. So there was a, they were talking about doing a tour that's just the Satisfaction, Death, and Desire, just doing that album.
Yeah.
And take, and getting like Strife to go out with them just to see what would happen.
Have you heard Strife now?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's kind of new metal-ish.
I don't care for it.
It's the drummer from Sepultura. So that's kind of cool, but not really into it either.
They're old stuff before the guy broke edge and lost his fucking mind.
Hey man, the beard's good. It's good.
He's
beard.
A crazy person.
Oh, speaking of Strife, we were on Christmas Eve. I was at Emily's house by myself.
That record is so fucking good.
I was at a.
I played Trial for Jared for the first time. He'd never heard it.
Yeah, Trial's awesome.
Yeah, I told him I was like, because he told me he was like, I've kind of been getting into some metalcore, and I was like, you like Trial? And he was like, what? And I'm like, fuck you, sit down. And I fucking played it for him. You know, like the beginning.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That record like makes me want to fucking,
what is it called? The end,
punch a window
end
out.
End of times. Is that it? End of times.
It's called
That is one of the best like opening fucking tracks.
We're born into suffering.
Oh god.
God. Just saying it makes me,
I would love
fucking
to
get
Strife
hard.
Played like a floor show in Nashville. Or not
really?
Strife, I'm sorry.
Trial. Yeah, they did a reunion show.
Yeah, I was going to go.
Have you seen his TED Talk?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's cool though. He's a Buddhist. Ugh. He believes in the Buddha. The Buddha nature.
They played pretty much a house show in Nashville, and I went and saw Pinback instead, and I kind of wish I'd gone and saw Trial, because Pinback sounded like dog shit when I saw him.
Yeah. You could have seen Trial, and you didn't see Trial?
Yeah, I went and saw Pinback instead.
I hate you for that.
I mean, that's fine. But again, that's the decision I made, something I got to live with. That's my fault. I know that. I'm not looking for anybody to tell me that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about
it. So what's it like not being me?
No, my thing is like, I won't be.
What's it like not blaming everything?
Let's keep talking about last week.
What's it like to accept responsibility?
What?
What's accepting responsibility like? I've never done that.
I don't know. Neither. It didn't look like any of those fucking people at house showed are accepting responsibility either. Can we fucking like discuss how like the new fashion now is to dress like a fucking either a product of sexual assault or someone who does sexual assaults? Did you see all that shit?
Yeah.
I've never felt so detached from a group of people as when I sat in that kitchen looking around and be like, all of you need to be beat up. Like, everybody in here needs to be told they're not special. What they're doing is not unique. It's annoying. Like, yeah, they really need to be fucking told that. I never wanted to make an entire group of people more mad.
I'm sensing some microaggressions.
What is that?
This does not feel like a safe space.
I don't know what that is.
Microaggressions?
Yeah. What is that? Are you personalizing this shit?
Nope.
That's your own fault. Fuck you. What are you looking up, Nick?
I'm about to share with you what microaggressions are. This nation is a nation of pussies.
Turn that microphone to yourself.
Of which I am one?
No, I'm not going to say pussies because that's a pejorative term. I'm saying it's a bunch of what I discovered the term the other night. I coined it. Peach-skinned, squishy humans is what I've been calling
it. The term microaggression was used by Columbia professor Daryl Sue.
Daryl?
Yeah, I don't know.
The past tense of Daryl? His name is Daryl.
To refer to brief...
You've just been Daryl.
To refer to brief and commonplace daily verbal, behavioral, or environmental indignities, whether intentional or unintentional, that communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative racial slights and insults toward people of color. But they also...
That's not a microaggression. I wasn't like, but, all these... I mean, I will say that the reason they behave the way they did is because they're a bunch of fucking shitty white kids.
But
I'll
say
that.
They also use it... it's not just towards African Americans now. They use it.
God, can't we just
towards
have,
anybody?
Can't we just let them have anything? We have to just keep taking everything. Now we're taking microaggression away from those people. That we just keep taking so
no,
much.
No, a microaggression is a.
It's fine, dude. I'm just like, I'm gonna
fucking. I like it.
I'm gonna
owning it.
I'm gonna overshare this. Like, I spent the majority of 2016 after like. When they started, when the Samsung job was like on its way out, I was like, I have to do something. I've got to make a change. So I made a personal decision. Like, I'm going to try to be nicer and just not say the worst thing I could possibly think of and just sit out stuff. And if someone says something dumb, just let them fucking let everyone else realize how dumb that was and not point it out myself. Okay. Or when someone's like being an asshole, just like let them be an asshole and don't say anything. Or if someone like is expecting me to be nice to them, although they haven't done anything for me, and not saying that's how things should work, but like someone who's just taking advantage of other people. and like wanting me to go out of my way to convenience them. I tried really hard, like the last part of 2016, to like try to be a little more positive, to see what would happen, like an experiment.
No, I've noticed it's you've been pleasant to be around.
If you only knew,
you're saying you're done with all that.
Yeah. If you only knew the cost, the emotional toil, and like inner turmoil, and like inner strife that like not being
strife tension.
I'm gonna say this: the last 6 months, if we like,
so you're basically saying being kind has been emotionally damaging for you.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Nick. I'm saying I'm fucking over it. I'm saying I spent, not to my friends, not to my friends, not to like you, and not to like the people that I named a second ago, and like not to like my circle, my very tight circle, my rubber band tight fucking circle of friends. Those people.
You're talking about your tight circle?
What I'm saying is like, you guys, you're safe. You're safe. But like, if you're kind of teetering on whether or not I'm talking about you, you're fucking dead meat in 2017, bro. I'm not even putting up with it. Like, I'm serious, dude.
What is wrong with you?
I am fucking going to steamroll all you, all you squishy fucking humans.
I'm so
like,
scared for
all
you.
These fucking people. Like, and I sat there and like I realized
I can never bring a girl I date around you again.
No, they'll be fine because I respect you and we are friends and I'm not going to go out of my way to be mean. Like,
but you
that's,
don't respect them because they're girls.
No, don't start that shit. That's already something I had to like fucking
microaggression.
I had to explain that fucking shit at work. That's something I said something rude. And some guy was like, well, "That sounds like you hate women." I was like, "That sounds like you should mind your own fucking business." And that was the end of that conversation. But you know what? I felt good and I got to go about my day. And I know that he spent the rest of his day being like, "Well, that came out of nowhere." Where I spent the whole day going like, "Fuck that guy." So what I'm getting at is like, it didn't do anything for me. Like going out of my way to like try to be nice and like get things done for everybody else and like kind of put my own shit aside to put some kindness out into the universe. The universe doesn't fucking care. So what I'm saying is I realize at that house show.
So you got a whole year.
Oh, dude, a whole year? I'm fucking this
Pat
point
mean.
On. This point
mean
on.
Pat.
Not even mean Pat. Just the Pat we're all familiar with. We're talking Pat from like 1985 to like halfway through 2016. That guy. He's back, bro. And this fucking world ain't ready. Like, I'm so fucking, like, I'm fucking tired of it. Like,
shit.
Like, I'm just not, like, I sat there Friday and, like, it, I woke up Saturday morning feeling like I just run a marathon because I just put.
I am.
Dude, fucking just all that shit. Just, I just squished it. Anytime that one kid that was with the band that we're friends with, anytime he'd open up his mouth, I was like, I want to shove your teeth to the back of your fucking throat. You're fucking annoying. Like, you're not, like, you're doing,
remember the
this
kid,
is an act.
Oh, can I talk about the dreadlock?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll talk about that. But, like that kid with the kid who was dressed like a pedophile.
Yeah.
And I had to ask Robert. I looked at Robert and I was like, I value you as a friend. Know that before I ask this. Is that guy fucking retarded? And he started laughing. He was like, no. And I was like, what is his deal? And he's like, oh, he's just a really nice guy. I was like, is that like, are we getting Kaufman? Like, is this an act? Like, what is he doing? And Rob's like, no, he's just a really nice guy. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I hate him. I just sounds like, I don't know, man. I hate that guy. And Rob started laughing. And I was like, no. Not a joke. I'm visibly upset with this kid. I don't like him at all. I don't want to be around him. He makes me uncomfortable. Because it's an act. It's attention-seeking behavior. That whole fucking place was just attention-seeking fucks. And I wanted to climb on the counter and go, I know none of you care about what I'm about to say. That's why I have no problem saying it. Fuck all of you. Your parents failed. Your parents are right. You are annoying. They just give you money so you don't talk to them. I'm not saying shaving your pits I'm not going to say it's gross. It's just not my thing. I know that because we're all being PC, that's going to make me a bad person for thinking that. I just think your armpit hair is gross. You there with the wire rim glasses and the bowl cut. You look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Just think everyone should know that. You there with the little titties. It's cool, but like they're hanging out. So stop looking at me when I see your titty and then cut your eyes at me. They're hanging out. I can see them. Your shirt's really low cut and your nipples are hanging out. She was hanging out with the fat girl. They were like opposites.
Oh, yeah.
Standing next to each other. It was just very strange to me. One had very low titties. You couldn't see them because her knees were covering them up. But then like the other girl, like you could see hers because they were little and her shirt was low cut and they were hanging out. And then I also thought I also thought the owners of the house are being irresponsible because you shouldn't be playing music that loud with a dog. Dogs have stronger hearing than us. Learn a little bit about animals, you know? Like, it just seems rude. Were there two dogs or just one?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. This just seems like
there
a
was me, dog.
What? Ah, dog. Yeah, man. I sat there. I woke up Saturday, like, feeling just drained that I had not just been like.
Put everybody in their place.
What? Just going down the line. And, like, not even that I think it would matter. It would just have made me feel better. Patrick, are you saying that putting those people down made you feel better? I am. That's exactly what I'm fucking saying. Because they all sucked. And I hated them. I don't want to be around them. I'm never going to another one of those things ever fucking again. And I think that I only went because I broke my Xbox controller.
I really enjoyed myself.
I'm glad you did, man. And I don't want to take that joy away from you. I'm glad you had a good time. I like to think that my presence made that night better. But if it didn't, that's fucking fine.
Yeah, it made me enjoy myself more.
But I remember when you were like, hey, we're all going to the bar. Are you going to go? And I went, no. And you're like, but they're your friends. And I went, so what? And then you started laughing. And that's when it clicked. When I said, so what? That's when it clicked. I was like, yeah. And if we're all friends, then all of you guys should fucking understand that I don't want to be here to begin with. So I'm going to go home because you guys are all in the way of me of obtaining some sense of joy that is not being around this.
Why do you hate your friends?
I don't hate my friends. I just hate the majority of the stuff they like. It's just like I realized that night, like I don't have a lot in common with those guys anymore. And that's fucking fine.
Yeah, I realized that too.
Yeah, it's fine. Cole's dressed like two dudes should be holding him up and staying in his mansion while he's dead. He was dressed like Weekend at Bernie's, man. Rob, I had a great time with Rob. I love Rob to death. Me and Matt shot the shit. That was great. I love Matt. But like everybody else there, like Cole's a good guy, but like we don't have a lot in common. And he was just yelling about conspiracy theories. He was yelling at me and I was like, Cole, I'm on your side. Like I believe that too. But you gotta read further. I was like, you don't really have to. I think you've read too far into it. It's just
okay, can we talk about Pizzagate?
I'd rather not, man. I mean, because it's just like, it's just disinformation. That's all it is. When a real problem is the Russians. Do you want to get into that? Because we can
what's
get
that?
Into that.
I don't know about that.
All right.
This You're is what's a conspiracy very... theorist of the conspiracy
no,
theories?
No, no, no. It's not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is Cold War tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
infiltrating and disinformation, just having websites that are created to just say bullshit, that's propaganda. That's what's happening now. All that false news.
Yeah, but you can
news,
say that about anything.
Right. It's all that's what I'm saying. It's like you can't take. I don't trust the news at all.
I don't think that they're fucking children. I do. I know.
And, you better give some background because you just can't just say I don't think they and not say who they are.
Okay.
Because I like to think that the majority of they's ain't fucking kids.
According to Pizzagate, there
explain is, what Pizzagate is.
When they released the emails from what's his name?
Hmm.
What's his name?
Hmm.
What's his name?
Who? I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The Pizzagate guy.
I don't know.
The guy that is like a sex offender, but he's not.
Sandusky?
No.
I don't know, Nick.
The guy from Clinton's cabinet. Okay, so look. Apparently, there's, I can't remember the guy's name, John something. There is, the conspiracy theory is that that he's sending coded emails to other members of Hillary's cabinet, and there's this underground, like, child sex ring. Okay. I don't believe that.
You're crazy.
I do know 100% that is a fucking coded email.
Yeah.
It is a code.
Right.
It could be talking about drugs. They could be talking about something.
Or what could did be, I tell you? They could be talking about nothing to deflect from what they're really talking about.
They could. But why? Why? Why?
What I told you
purpose
why.
Does it serve?
How? If you
They didn't
get,
think anybody would read those emails.
Smoke and mirrors. Exactly. 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 That's exactly what it is, Nick. If you put something out there, this is how coded messaging and that kind of stuff has always worked. And this isn't a conspiracy thing. You throw 1,000 things out there at once. Mm. One or two of them mean something. That's it. So what you do is when you put all those thousands of things out there, all that information out there at once, all of it, you just throw a bunch of shit out there. Coded messages, message about nothing, emails about whatever, just bullshit. You hope that in the time it takes for whoever's trying to decipher that, to get to the one that actually means something, to cipher through all the bullshit to find the actual what they're trying to talk about, that you're already a step ahead.
Maybe.
That's all it is.
Maybe.
Well, that's just military. I mean, that's
maybe
military tactics.
But that is 100% without a doubt a coded email.
Yeah.
It could be bullshit. It could mean something. It could be something as benign as it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a business venture.
Right.
And it's a conflict of interest for them to send emails so they talk about it in code.
Yeah, it's like when your parents talk about Santa in front of the kids.
It could be nothing. I seriously doubt it's a child prostitution ring. But it is a fucking coded email.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's word salad.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise.
That's how it works. But also, you know, there's programs now that you, there's programs that just write that kind of shit, right? Huh. Just like number generators.
Now I want pizza.
It's just like a number generator, but with verbiage. Man, we jumped around talking a lot. Yeah, man. The Franklin cover up. Just look into that. I don't have the knowledge base to talk on it because I only did light reading on it, but I listened to a couple podcasts about it, and like
the realtor found a handkerchief.
What are you talking? You got to explain what you're talking about
first.
I think
it has a map.
Nick, what is this?
This is one of the emails.
Okay.
The realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or you don't want. I just came from checking the field house, and I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island. Happy to send it via the mail if you let me know where I should send it.
Now stop right there. If you wanted that to be about children having sex with adults, you could make it that way, correct?
Yeah.
So confirmation bias. Is that confirmation bias? If you want it to be that,
yeah,
you could interpret it as that. A white and black. Well, I want the white and black handkerchief to be a white and black kid. You know what I mean? Like, you could do that. That's what I tried to tell Cole. I was like, dude, I told him, like, you're way quick to adopt anything like this as like being something higher and underground and gross and like that kind of stuff.
There's
like,
but no you could do that with anything. That is a coded email.
It could be nothing. It could just be one of the millions of messages that are getting sent out to throw the scent off what's really being discussed.
If that's the case, then it is intended to be
coded.
To read as a coded email.
Oh, 100%. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
There's no way that's not a code.
Right. Or just...
Or a red herring.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's strange. It is strange.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a child prostitution ring.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I really don't.
I don't think it's necessarily involved in like that thing.
I
don't think it's necessarily that, but we have proof there's child sex rings. Look at Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
Look at that dude from Lost Prophets.
That is the cruelest of
Look
the
at
cruel.
The, oh, is it Tor, the dark web or whatever?
And I don't believe that the majority of humanity has that in them.
I don't want to think that either.
I really doubt that there's a child prostitution ring that's like some cover. I don't fucking know.
I think that there is, but I don't think it's...
I mean, of course there are child prostitution rings. They have to exist.
What I'm getting at. Yeah.
But it can't be...
Well, when Sandusky got busted,
It seems too obvious.
Where's the easiest place to hide, Nick?
In plain sight.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, like that whole Sandusky thing happened, like... There was maybe like a week or so of stories about how like there was a ring and how he was meeting with people and like trading kids. And then that just stopped being a topic people talked about. It just stopped coming up. Now, whether it's because something else in the news happened or whether because people were told you don't talk about this anymore. You know what I mean? Because the majority of the news channels are owned by.
Do you know about. Did you look into the spirit cooking?
What? No, hold on a sec. I want to get back to being how I'm going to be real mean this year.
Okay, tell me how you're going to be not nice.
Pretty much, or no. I just want to say this real quick. If we're friends and you get mad because I don't hang out, fuck you. Just you should understand that I don't want to hang out. And if that bothers you, then maybe we're really not friends. So throwing that out there, everybody. If you're getting mad I don't hang out, that's on you because I've not wasted.
John Podesta.
I'm not wasting any thoughts into it at all. Hey, what was that? Who's that?
John Podesta is the guy.
Who's John Podesta? Oh, the email guy?
Yeah.
Fucking whatever. Yeah, man, I'm fucking done. Like, I'm not... I spent about 6 months trying to be nice, and I don't like the way it felt. So I'm just gonna be 100% again. I don't give a shit. And that whole text message thing that we were talking about when we weren't recording... That's what kind of gave me the all the clarification I needed that, you know, to start rolling with being a little bit more direct. I was happier then, too.
When you were mean?
Yeah.
I'm
not
going to
say mean. I was happier when I wasn't just letting shit roll over, like roll off me.
Yeah.
I was not as happy. I'd be like, oh, man, I wish I had said something.
Everybody else was less happy.
What do you mean? No, what are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, guess what? I don't care about those people, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I have a genuine disdain for most humans, just like you have a disdain for tits. name of the episode.
So I love titties.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Look at me with your eyes and try not to puke after you say, I love titties.
I love titties.
Nick had to change shirts because he stained it with his vomit earlier when he said it the first time.
I don't dislike titties. It's not... You can be an ass man and still like titties.
But you don't like tits.
I like tits.
No, you don't. You can't look at me.
Like
you keep
sloppers.
Looking to the left every time you say I don't like
tits. Sloppers. I don't like them that like hang down.
Neither do I. And that girl needs to know that. I'm just God, dude, like just thinking about being there makes me like anxious. Gives me like, that was probably one of the hardest nights I've had in recent memory.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
did you not see, like,
hard?
I was visibly, like, I felt this weird thing.
Okay,
like,
so let's talk about the kid with the one dreadlock.
Let me get to that real quick. I was sitting next to Nick, and, like, I had my arms crossed probably as tight as I possibly could, my legs as together as they possibly could be, and I'm leaned up in the corner, and, like, I was just like, I am about to fucking explode. Because so many things happened where, like, somebody would do something dumb or say something stupid, and, like, I would look around waiting for someone else to call that person on what they said or like how dumb it fucking sounded, and nobody would. So I just started going like, huh? And then Nick would laugh. Like that's what that Friday was someone coming over to us and be like, haven't seen you guys in forever. What have you been up to? And me just being like, I don't know, man, shit. And then just staring at them. And then Nick would be like, oh, I've been working a lot. Nick would be cordial. And I'm just like, visibly like wanting to puke into their hair, just not wanting to talk to them. Like when that guy's girlfriend who we're friends with, who we know,
yeah,
came up to us and was like, hey guys, what are you guys but doing? And me and you both were just like, I don't want
to swallow.
Yeah, you were like, oh, just, you were being way more cordial, whereas I was just like staring through them like, go away. You didn't have to come over here. No one wanted you to come over here.
I wanted to see her. I like to talk to people I haven't seen in a while.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's okay to not want to, Nick.
Yeah. Sincerely. Yeah.
I can't tilt my head far enough down. I'd be laying down right now. I'd be upside down looking at you like, really? Really? Would your life be any different had you not talked to her?
No.
Then what the fuck does it matter, man? The fuck does it matter?
It doesn't. But I like those people. I just haven't stayed in contact with them.
Yeah. Because they suck. They're annoying. That shit's fun when you're 19. At that age, fucking grow up. Like, I'm not saying
you said that.
I'm not saying give up on that kind of shit. I'm just like, this is sad.
Is it?
Yes. To me, it's sad. And that just proves that I have nothing in common with those people anymore. That shit's sad to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't, why are we doing? Like, it's fine. Like, yeah, it's fine. This is kind of sad. Like, I looked around. I was like, oh, you guys are still doing this? Oh, that's lame. Real lame.
Me and Jared are trying to start a band.
That's different, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about those people who I'm like, oh, you guys have all just gotten fatter. What? Why'd you knock on tables?
Oh. God, you're so mean.
I was looking around, and I was like, oh, this is like the same shit we did when we were 22, but all of you guys are way more fat. And I don't, like, if you're larger and you've gained weight and you're happy with yourself, that's fine. That was just the distinguishing feature between what it was and what it is now. You just have, I'm not even saying you got bigger clothes. Some of you guys have found a way to squeeze yourself into those same fucking skinny jeans where you think, I'm done, dude. I'm fucking done. And I only see the show going up from here. I only see the show getting better now that I'm just kind of like, no, I'm going to stop being the kind of guy that's like, oh, well, you know, just personal joy is what's important. No, it's, I mean, yeah, that's important too. But also just getting out of my fucking way is also really nice too. If you could just stop inviting me to things, Jesus. Really appreciate that. If we're in a place, like I mentioned earlier, if you're one of the people that I didn't name and you see me out in public, just fucking don't. Just, I don't want to talk to you. I don't really. It's fine. Your life will be fine.
You're welcome to talk to me.
Your life will be fine. My life will be fine. If me and Nick are standing up, if me and Nick are looking, me and Nick are together and you walk over and just talk to him, I will thank you afterward. I will be like, thank you for not dragging me into this meaningless conversation that was going to go nowhere.
I sincerely enjoy talking to people.
I do too.
So
my friends.
You're welcome to come talk to me. Do not talk to Patrick. He'll
please
drop kick you.
I won't drop kick you. I just kind of go like,
he's cutting his eyes.
I'm looking. I'm trying to look over that person. That's what I'm doing. I'm just fucking done, man. I don't want to do. I'm tired of being cordial to people who I think don't deserve it. Who
our
gets
friends
to make that decision? They're your friends. They're not my friends. That's the problem. So many people think I'm their friend. Like, I don't understand that. I'm not easy to get along with. I'm not easy to be around. Why do you want to be friends with me?
So that's a good question. Because I'm self-loathing. So,
hey, man, misery loves company,
when,
I guess.
When we were, there was this kid who was, like, way too nice. And he had
He looked like
hair.
One of the Hanson brothers from the movie Slapshot. Did he not?
He really did. And I pointed to Pat that this kid had one long dreadlock, and I acted like I was going to grab it. And I think at first Patrick looked at it, looked at it, like the back of his hair.
One dreadlock. Like, what are you doing? You want people to ask you about that one dreadlock? Attention-seeking behavior.
So I don't think
you squishy human.
I don't think you.
And then if I said, "Hey man, why do you have one dreadlock?" I'm the asshole. I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I don't think
I'm wrong.
I don't think you identify. No, you're right. I don't think you identify. I think you just identified that I acted like I was going to play with his hair. So you looked at me. Then you did a double take. You looked at the dreadlock. And then you got out in front of me and you mouthed, "What the fuck?"
No, I screamed, "What the fuck?" And the music stopped as soon as I did. That's what was so funny.
And I have not laughed that hard in my entire fucking life. I fell over. There's a game cabinet out. I like leaned over the game cabinet and like laughed into it, like harder than I've ever laughed in my entire life.
I want to make sure I include Swindle in that list of people who I do like, because I don't think I mentioned him earlier.
You did.
Okay, cool.
I don't think I've ever laughed that hard.
But like, see, that's the shit though, man.
Breath.
Like he was leaving, and me and you were like, "Fucking, who has one?"
Fuck.
Me and you both like, "Who has one fucking dreadlock?" And then one of our friends who remained nameless was like, "Oh, he's a really cool guy. He's really nice. All of his bands are really good."
Fucking
and
idiot.
Then me and Nick both went, yeah, but he looks like a fucking idiot, right?
Fucking
and then like nobody was on our side. Everybody just wanted to be okay. Why is everybody getting so fucking soft? Why is everybody so set on like, "I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings"? Fuck that. He came in with one dreadlock in the middle of his fucking head underneath all of his hair. You wouldn't do that unless you wanted people to be like, "What's that one dreadlock about?" Because you don't accidentally get one fucking dreadlock. That doesn't happen on accident. It's not like he had a giant mole on his face. And I was like, "Did you guys see that disgusting human with a giant thing on his head?" He had one dreadlock. But if I go, "Hey man, why do you have one dreadlock?" I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, social contract.
Fuck that. That's fucking bullshit. That's why the fucking things are the way they are. Because everybody's just kind of like, "I better fucking walk this tightrope of social normalities and not making anybody mad."
You're right.
And in the meantime, sacrificing how you feel about yourself and what needs to be said. If someone is acting like a fucking asshole, call them on it. If someone is being a dickhead, call them on it. If you're in something you don't want to be in, leave. I didn't leave because I don't want to hear about how I was being an asshole. I asked a person who we were friends with at that little get-together, "Hey man, if I left, would that make me an asshole?" And he looked at me and he went, "No, but everyone will talk about how big of an asshole you are."
He's a Jedi.
He is. You know who I'm talking about. I just want to mention my name because I don't want to make that group. I don't want to rustle any feathers. But like, that's the kind of conversation I've always had with him.
Ruffle.
Yeah, or whatever. Russell. No, Russell. Russell Feathers. He's my friend. Yeah, dude, I just fucking...
Maybe I need to be mean too.
Not be mean. Just fucking stop. Like, I've always
stop
said...
Stop being so accommodating.
Yes. To people who you don't think fucking deserve it. If you're in a group of friends and there's somebody who's not pulling their fucking weight, don't go out of your way to be nice to that person. If someone's mean to you, don't take it personally, but like, because there was somebody at that thing who like, I've never been anything but nice to,
mm-hmm.
and they were kind of a dickhead to me. And in that moment, I was just kind of like, well, I've been nothing but nice to this person. They're going to be an asshole. They're going to mold this to whatever they have going on in their own head of what they want this to be so that they don't have to think about it from the other person's perspective. So then I realized, like, okay, there are going to be people who, no matter what I do, are still going to be shitty. So I'm just going to be like, all right, cool. I'm going to do everything I can to be nice to people I think deserve it. And if we're not friends, I'm not going to go out of my way to be nice to you because I don't see the fucking point because I don't think you would do that for me. So I'm just kind of like, I'm not going to sacrifice my, like, well-being or like what's going on in my head to accommodate people I don't think deserve it. And like at that thing the other night we were out there, I was like, none of this seems genuine to me. It all seems like somebody everybody was there so they could I want to think that people were there because they genuinely joined the bands and they wanted to be there. But I think that in every pocket of groups of friends there was one person who wanted to be there and the other people were there out of fear that somebody was going to say something about them not being there.
I seriously wanted to be there.
That's great.
I guess I'm the guy.
no, I would say of our group of friends, considering it was Cole's last show,
trick.
We all wanted to be there. But like with those groups of people, I was like, this just seems
fucking
fake.
Can we take a break?
I
gotta make a TT.
You gotta pee?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Or I'll just plug the other shows while you go take a piss.
Can we listen to, can we play Black Mountain?
No, we can't. Because we'll get sued. The show's going to be huge in 2017 because I'm fucking letting them out. I'm letting the fucking wolf in the hen house.
Say what?
I didn't hear what you said. No, wolf. Fuck a fox. No, you're not. Wolf. No, I'm putting a wolf in the hen house. The wolf ate the fox. So thank you for tuning into the show. We really appreciate it. Go to iTunes, leave 5-star rating and review. We've gotten a couple lately. That's been really cool. Also, big ups to Joe and Lorenzo for sending us emails. I appreciate it. Thomas, you sent us an email, but I accidentally deleted it. So I'll have to go in and find it. Be sure to listen to our friend shows, Big Shiny Podcast, Coffee Out Delete, KWW Podcast with Kenny and Wes. We really appreciate it. If you guys go listen to them, leave them 5-star ratings and reviews too. We're blowing up 2017. More mean, more lean 2017. Nick's taking a pee pee. Hey, hey, man.
I could sincerely use some assistance.
With what?
Hot tub.
I have to. I've got to help my mom move, dude.
I know, but fuck your mom.
No, it's my mom. She never asked me to do anything.
Okay.
That was her wording to me.
Do you know somebody I could guilt into doing it?
Have you not been listening to the last 45 minutes? Ain't gonna be this guy. Yeah. No, if I hadn't already told my mom I would. Why do your parents have a hot tub?
They're rich. They bought a house.
Yeah.
A rental house.
Okay.
So, you know, before they had like...
Can I record this or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not anything wrong. But previously they had bought... They had been purchasing houses in a certain price range.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've bumped it up. And so they sold a couple houses, put the money in on one house that they want to rent out in an effort to try and make more money from it. It's a common tactic.
People would they rent it out for business before? $300 a month? I will pay them.
$1,300.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
And so they... Anyway, the house that they purchased had a hot tub in the backyard, and they want to take it and put it at their house that they live in.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So my father's rented a Bobcat, and we're going to basically try to winch it to the Bobcat and load it into a flatbed. But I don't know if you know this, but hot tubs are very heavy.
No, I don't own one. Couldn't you just pay the butler to lift it? Don't you guys have like a robot butler? Don't your parents have a robot butler? Can your parents just buy some slaves to help? Don't they know how the pyramids were made? Just put it on planks of wood and slide it across.
You know I wasn't raised like this, though, right?
Yeah, I know you weren't. Just like me. My parents started making money after I moved out. It doesn't benefit me in any way.
Okay, just want
to
make sure.
I think that's something you start to realize is that when you get older... Your parents could have been making lots of money all along. They just didn't want to give any to you, so they just wait until you're not around.
I don't want people to think like I'm...
Nobody thinks you're from money.
Privileged.
No. You are now because you work real hard and you have a nice job.
I work really hard.
Yeah. That's another thing, man. I don't think any of those fucking kids have ever done a real work. That's another thing that makes me so fucking mad. So it's like I've been up since 5 a.m. at my real fucking job, not your fucking bullshit, like, yarn store or whatever the hell it is you work so you can make fucking dream catchers or some shit. Fucking just, I hate to keep rallying.
You called it.
Say what?
You called it.
Oh, my God. Shit made me so fucking mad. I wanted to scream in all of... I'd never wanted to be in a band and play like the heaviest, meanest shit in my fucking life just because I knew they would hate it. They would fucking
So, speaking of mean, heavy shit...
Talking to that microphone, bro.
Speaking of mean, heavy shit, Jared and I have been playing rock and roll music together.
Do you have a drummer yet?
No. Do you want to be it?
No, I don't know how to play drums.
do you want to learn how to play drums?
No.
So I'm going to play bass, and he's going to play electric guitar.
Doesn't Jared have a bass?
I don't know.
Most
I just
guys
need
that
to get mine.
Guitar own
I just
a
need to get mine restringed. It's not stringed, so I can't play it right now. But
oh, I don't know of any place in town that you can buy strings out on a Sunday. Not being an asshole.
We've been playing like heavy as fuck shit, and I kind of want to play something like that Black Mountain Band.
Yeah.
That I played for
I
you
could
earlier.
Play keyboards in that band.
Yeah. Yep.
Boop, 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 boop. And I can do the girls' vocals.
I'm a girl. I'm a girl. My pussy hurts.
I'm a girl and my titties are not for you. Society.
Secondary sexual characteristics. I'm a girl.
You should get a boner from my mind and not the way my butt looks in these jeans that are acid wash. What the fuck is that about, man?
Mind boner.
Why was everybody...
That's the name of the band.
Mind boner. Brain boner.
I've been listening to a lot of Sleep lately too, because they're heavy as hell.
Yeah, I like High on Fire more than I like Sleep.
I'm not really that into High on Fire.
It's just fast Sleep.
Yeah, I like it slow.
It's the same guy. I think.
When I was watching a live video of him, and somebody yelled, "Play slower!" It fucking
to Sleep?
It made me laugh my ass off.
They're playing in Nashville. I kind of want to go, but I don't want to drive to fall asleep. Like I don't want to. Like that's. I mean, it's an easy joke to make, but Sleep, that's what I want to do when I listen to it.
Like, I like it.
I listen to it on an airplane. It's my airplane
I like
music.
It a lot.
I listen.
So I want to play just something heavy and fucking slow and fucking just brutal.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the word brutal. That's
Why?
Overused. It's overused.
No, it's not. It's not used enough.
Yeah, like.
No, fucking screw that. Get in there and Russell D up them feathers, man.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Fuck it.
Yeah, dude.
No apologies. 2017.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man. It's going to be so fucking rad.
I'm going to fuck some kids.
Yeah. I mean, let's slow down. But like if you really want to, you know what I mean? Like, and they're cool with it. Like, if you're going to fuck a kid, fuck like a 16-year-old boy. Okay? Because, like, here's why.
Ringtone.
Yeah.
That's what he makes that ringtone.
If you're going to molest like a 16-year-old boy. Because they're the ones that are like, that's the age where you're just kind of like, you're aware of what's happening. You're aware of what's happening at 16. If you fuck a 16-year-old boy, he doesn't have an agenda. He's not trying to blackmail you. He just wants to fucking come.
Have you heard the...
Like these teachers who are hooking up with 16-year-old boys.
Did you watch
boys.
The new Joe Rogan?
No. Like
Dude,
these teachers who
I'm
are banging
you.
16-year-old boys. Like, let's stop fucking treating those
he
women
talks
like
about,
they're
he's
monsters.
Like, you can't really rape a 16-year-old boy.
No. You can't. All they want to do is get it out. They just want the fucking soup out the bottom of the can. Whether it's a
like,
fucking of
he talks
spoon
about, he's like, if
or
I hear,
it's a young spoon,
if I hear of a man
scoop it up.
Having sex with a 16-year-old girl, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's like, if I hear...
Emotionally. Because it's an emotional thing.
He's like, if I hear about a grown woman that has sex with a 16-year-old boy, I think, which one of those kids told?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's always what it is. That's exactly what it is, man. There was a kid, I'll never have anything but the utmost respect.
Some teachers are cool.
For this kid I sat next to in English class, right?
Yeah.
He was 18, and he was banging out my English teacher.
Yeah?
It was just a thing everybody knew about. And you know who talked about it? Nobody.
Cool.
Nobody fucking talked about
it. Some English teachers are cool.
Nobody said a fucking word. I did ask her to prom. I did get asked to sit outside. And I did sit outside. And then she told me that was inappropriate. And I went, not what I heard. And that was the end of it. That was the end of it. Like, people, like, this kid was having sex with our teacher. Nobody said anything.
Cool.
Yeah. But he was also 18, so that's probably why nobody said anything.
Yeah, if he was 18, it's not.
But even if it had been like, oh, what the fuck is the difference between 18 and fucking 17? A couple hundred days.
Dude, you're treading in.
A couple hundred days. I'm talking about for guys. For girls, there's emotional things. There's, like, you shouldn't, like, I'm with you.
I got lied to once.
What do you mean?
But she was still over the age.
What are you, do you tread lightly? What?
She was 19,
right,
and told me that she was like 22.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't about this. Wasn't
I started
time.
Checking IDs after that?
Okay, this isn't that 14-year-old girl you had sex with. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I have never had sexual relations with a minor.
I ate this 15-year-old's pussy a couple times.
That's true.
I know, it's cool. It's not
the first girl
times.
I ever hooked up with.
Not
was
a couple
18.
Times. I fucking you had to pry my fucking 17-year-old head out of there. Whew, I'm gonna die on that plank. Fucking get it, dude.
Good God.
Yeah, man. I was a fucking maniac.
That's not true. I told you something that was not true.
What wasn't true?
No.
No, because when you were 15, you lost it to an 18-year-old. It's on record.
Yeah, but then I didn't sleep with her, but I had a sexual relationship with someone who was not.
But
when
you,
I was 16.
Okay, but you're making it sound like you're a fucking sexual
she
predator.
She was 17.
So, I was 17.
I still didn't do anything wrong.
I was 17, and I put my 17-year-old penis inside of a 15-year-old's vagina.
Let's cut
this all out. Did that with her. I've had sex with a 15-year-old. I've had sex with a 16-year-old. I've had sex with a 17-year-old. I've fucked teenagers. I was a fucking teenager, man. Like it's not like it's not like I was like awful. As a 31-year-old man, I was eating a 10th grader's pussy. Like it's not like I was a senior, she was a sophomore, and I was getting in there as a teenager. That's what teenagers do. They bump uglies. What, I'm not supposed to talk about how much sex I had when I was a teenager? I had it. I had a lot of it. It was cool. It was really, really cool. What?
It just makes me feel uneasy.
Yeah, because you're so goddamn hard. What are you looking at?
It's a clock.
Yeah, it's only 12:28, man. We got a couple minutes.
I know. At 2 o'clock, I have to go.
Well, I'll be done before 2 o'clock.
I know.
Because I got to drive, get my oil change, and haul ass to fucking Clarksville. So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this this year. I'm not gonna go out of my way to be nice anymore. Just not gonna do it. And I can tell you, it's already paying off. I've had 7 job interviews.
Yeah.
Since that, I've had 7 job interviews since that Friday. Starting that Monday, I've had a job interview just about every other day. I've discussed with somebody about it, about having a job.
There's a correlation between you being mean?
Just being driven. Just staying out of the fuck. Just not going out of my way to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also, not only that, I hit my numbers for my quarter, that big deal we were talking about. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hit my quarter with 4 weeks to go. So everything I make now is just money on top of money. Just by pretty much telling the person I was talking to, do it or don't. I don't care. But if you don't do, I'm never going to deal with you again.
Damn.
And I got it, and they closed it the next day.
I get like panicky when I act like that.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
As soon as you, I'm not going to say that. As soon as you do it and you know that it was the right thing to do, like I'm not talking about like, I'm not saying that I'm going to just like outright be mean to somebody.
Yeah.
But if somebody says, honest. If somebody says something fucking stupid or something that bothers me, I'm going to fucking call them on it. I'm not going to fucking just be like, well, this isn't the time or the place. Fuck that. If you thought it was a time and place to say something fucking dumb, then it's the time and place for me to fucking step on your head. So now I'm just going to set a precedent of like I said a second ago, if you're going to fucking go out of your way to say something that you're not sure how it's going to work. I'm not going to fucking put up with it.
Throwing shade.
I don't know what that means.
On fleek.
We don't know what that means.
I don't know.
And I'm telling you, dude, it's fucking worked out. I'm crushing it.
Yeah.
I've had at least 5. I've had 7.
You teach me how to be mean.
I've had exactly 7 job interviews for jobs that pay almost twice what I have, what I'm making now.
Yeah.
And I hit my quarter and I'm getting laid more. I don't know if that's a thing. I'm lifting heavier than I've ever lifted. It's just a matter of like,
2017 not, testosterone.
Whether it's like this false thing of just like, I'm not putting up with this anymore. So I'm moving forward, but I'm just like,
you're
I'm,
just BJJing fools.
I'm crushing it.
Fleek.
And it's all because I went to that fucking party and I saw, oh, this is
all just
because
you're throwing shade.
No, all because I went to that party and I went, what happens when you're overly nice for no fucking reason. We all sit in a room doing the same shit for fucking ever because nobody wants to be the guy.
Because we're pussies.
No, nobody does anything. No one wants to be the guy who does better than somebody else. Fuck that. I want to be the person doing better than everyone else.
Yeah?
Yeah. Or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I want to be better. None of those people, they're all fucking set on just like, oh, this is what I'm doing. Fuck that.
Yes, some of it was a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about our needy group of friends because everyone in our meeting is doing shit.
Yeah,
I'm talking about all those other fucking people. I'm like, this is sad. This is an event for you to come here and be a part of this. That's fucking sad. It's fucking like, what else you got going on? That says more about you than what this is. If you're like, oh, I fucking. Just, you know, it's so good to see everybody. I'm like, it's not. You're not friends with these people. It's fine. It's fuck it. Stop with this fucking social contract of having to be nice just to be nice. Why?
I don't know. I'm nice.
Be the change you want to be in the world. Go fuck yourself, man. Like, be the change you want to see in you. Like, I'm not, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck is everyone so worried about everybody else all the goddamn time? That's why nothing gets done. Well, I don't want to make anybody mad. I don't want to leave anybody behind. Fuck that. I hope
selfish
you get mad.
And 17.
Eat my dust, pig fuckers. Like, I'm just fucking, I'm so fucking sick of it.
That's the name
man.
Of my band.
Pig fuckers.
Eat my dust, pig fuckers.
I'm so glad we got to do this because this is all I've done since that is like this in my head. Of like, I want everyone that I saw who I was like, this is fucking sad, to be like, oh, look at him, what an asshole. Like, yeah. Yeah. This is what happens when you're an asshole. You get the fuck out of this.
You know what? I actually kind of, a part of me felt a little bit guilty for doing well.
Fuck that.
I know, right? Teach me to be mean.
Dude, it's not a matter of like being mean. It's just a matter of like knowing your own worth and having a very low tolerance for bullshit. Like whenever when someone says like, oh, Patrick, you don't
I'm worth
like,
a lot of dollars.
When people are like, oh, Patrick, you hate everything. I'm like, no, I just have an extremely low tolerance for bullshit. Yeah, well, I remember at the shop, I'd constantly get accused of, like, they would take opposition as negativity. It's like, just because I don't like what you like, no, I'm good. Just because I don't like what you like doesn't mean I hate everything. We just have different tastes in this, and that's fine. It's fine. Like, the music Wesley would play, I don't like 90% of the stuff Wesley would play. I'm sure he doesn't like 90% of the stuff I listen to, but that doesn't mean we're not friends.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. But when they would talk about like, oh, do you like this? And I was like, no, I don't really like that. They'd be like, oh, you hate everything. I was like, no, there's just a series of things that we've discussed that I don't necessarily like.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay to not like the same thing. Let's crush these fucks, dude.
Let's kill them.
Like, dude, more lean, more mean, 2017. Start applying that shit to other things in your life.
Down to 205.
What you're doing in the BJJ stuff, start applying it to fucking work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Start choking people?
Start applying.
Start murking fools?
No, what I'm saying is like, you're going to get, and I'm so fucking happy you're doing something like this, because you're going to get this confidence now that like, you're going to notice it coming up in parts of conversations and like parts of your life you're not expecting it to. Like, you're going to probably, you're at work now, right? You said your anxiety's gone. You're going in there and you're crushing it. You're in a group.
My anxiety is reduced.
Reduced. Okay.
It's still there.
Well, it's going to be there because that's what fuels you. You know what I mean? If you're not anxious about it, you're not doing it right. If you're not worried about failing, you're not trying.
Look at you.
You know what I'm saying?
Today?
I'm serious. Like, if you're not,
you're full of these platitudes today.
If you're not worried about it going wrong, then you're just then what you're doing is not working.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is like, this is going to falter into like other parts. Like when you start, if you start seeing somebody and that person starts doing stuff that you're like, no.
I am.
But if someone's like doing stuff, and you're like, that doesn't work for me. You're going to speak up. And you're not even going to notice it.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to have that mindset of like, well, no, this doesn't work for me. And here's why.
Start swinging that dick.
Well, me and Emily had a conversation where she was just like, we were talking about moving to Huntsville. And I just straight up told her, I was like, and this is because of everything. I went, look, if I get offered a job in Nashville for this amount of money, I'm taking it. Because then I can move to the other side of Nashville, closer to Huntsville. I can't find a job in Huntsville. I just can't. I've been trying. I haven't found one, but I have these opportunities in Nashville. So for me to make this work, that's where my jobs are. And she was like, okay. And I was like, all right, sweet. So the plan was, instead of me moving to Huntsville, to move to the other side of Nashville. So it's just like, cut the distance in half. She wasn't happy about it.
What about the...
This will be fine. She wasn't happy about she wasn't happy, but I was just kind of like, what do you want me to do?
But what if I... What you... No.
What?
You can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you're not allowed to.
So I'm just like, I'm just so fucking like,
I'll let her know.
Okay, cool. Like going to that house show was the best.
You'll just have to travel extra. Just, you'll just have to not do that.
It was the best and worst day of 2016 for me.
Yeah.
It was the best because I was.
So you made you had a epiphany.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily an epiphany. Just I would say a slide back to a more comfortable area for me.
Being a jerk.
Was I outright mean to anybody there?
No, absolutely not.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you can do this and still, you can have this mentality and still be fine around people.
Yeah.
But I'm also just going to not have to talk about it for an hour and a half. I'm just not going to go to that shit anymore if I don't want to fucking go. And my friends can either accept that or be shitty and talk about it when I'm not there. But that's on them. I can't control that.
Being mean doesn't make you uncomfortable?
No. Because it's not being mean.
It does.
I don't think it's mean. I don't think... If that girl, who I was looking at trying to figure out where her titties were, because they were shaped and they were very far down, if she looked at me and said, stop looking at me or something shitty like that, then I would have said something shitty back. I would have. My thing is, I'm not going to go out of my way to be mean.
Not unprovoked.
But I'm not going to swallow any more shit. I'm not going to stifle it. I'm not going to sit back and go... Well, that's on you. You decided to be that. You decided to be mean. I'm like, no, I'm going to fucking crush you. I'm not going to fucking put up with it.
Oh, my God.
What? Did you get another cool thing?
No.
I'm telling you, dude.
Crush you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you want to sing for my metal band?
I don't want... My thing is, like, I don't necessarily...
Can you sing?
Yeah, I can. I just don't. I want.
Sing me a song.
Ooh, pussy. I like my thing. Like after going to that show, is like I want nothing more than to everyone in that room to be like, "What's he up to?" And then get mad that I'm better than them. That's all I want.
Chin-chin.
It's seriously, dude. Like, chin-chin. I sat around and I looked at it. And I was like, "This is what's fucking wrong. This mentality. People acting like this. This is what is wrong. This is why nothing gets fucking done. This is why we as a society, we as people, those people in their relationships with each other, no, like those people in relationships, they're standing fucking still." And I realized that the last 6 months, I was just like them. I was just doing what I was just standing fucking still.
You sound like, what's that guy? The $1 billion, $6 billion man.
I don't know who that is.
You want to know why you're a loser? Because your friends are losers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. But I mean, if you surround yourself by the mindset of a bunch of people who want to fucking sit around and just talk about the good old days, all you're going to fucking do is you're not going to make any new memories. You're just going to fucking sit on the old ones, man. Like, fuck that, dude. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to fucking do it anymore, man. It's fucking horseshit. Like, I'm so glad we got to record because I was like, I couldn't talk about this with Emily because she had no reference for it. She wasn't there. She wouldn't have gone. What are you looking at now, Nick?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh.
Anyway, he's super funny. He's this old, he's an old vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, was the CEO of this big company. And he does these like motivational speaking like things.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious, dude. They interviewed him on Your Mom's House.
Yeah.
And like, he just says the most awful shit. Like, he's just like, you want to know why you're a fucking loser? It's because your friends are fucking losers.
Yeah.
He's like, quit being a cunt.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
It's like, okay, well, I'm sorry, but if like in your group of friends are the most successful guy is a dude who fucking makes antique doorknobs and sells them at the fucking flea market, then guess what? You're probably going to work at the fucking flea market the rest of your goddamn life. And if that's your sense of joy and happiness, that's fine. But you don't get to fucking have that kind of like that kind of life and then look around and be mad and figure out where things went wrong. It went wrong because you didn't fucking do anything to change it.
There's one interview where he's talking and he's like quoting these stats and he's like, did you know that on average... women's jeans cost $8 more than men's jeans, even though it's the same fabric. Mm-hmm. You know what you want to know why? Because women are fucking stupid.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to.
That's what he said, dude.
I'm not going to say that.
It's fucking hilarious.
But I'm just.
So inappropriate.
I'm just. Is it? I mean, that's what he thinks. Let him think that. It's not inappropriate. You know, if it works for him and it works, fucking. Obviously, there's something to it because he's a millionaire. So,
yeah.
You know, like. I'm not, just so fucking like we were joking. Like I was like, I remember you laughed really hard when I said, this is everything that's wrong and everything that I don't like about most people is just in this room. There's this fog of indifference, this fog of let's just go with the fucking norm. Let's just not say anything oppositional or hurt anybody's feelings. And like, I was just kind of like, hey man, that second band, I thought they fucking sucked. So when the only time I kind of slipped is when this girl was like, she's like, I'm just so happy all the bands are good. And I went, two of them are all right. She went, which one was it? I was like, doesn't matter. And then like, when we were standing in that little hallway watching Cole's band play and we were kind of giving Cole a little bit of shit in between songs. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what we do. That's what we do. If the roles were reversed and I was playing and everyone else was sitting in the crowd, I would expect Barnes to yell shit. We were playing in Make History in between songs. Whenever Jason would talk, Barnes would yell shit. It's just how we're friends.
Uh-huh.
And like that girl turned around and like kind of cut her eyes at you and me. And we both kind of laughed. I wanted to be like, do you know who the fuck we are? Like not like an eagle way. I was like, we know these guys more than you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Don't judge me. Fuck you. Like, yeah,
go fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, I said something that was, oh, did it?
I'm hungry.
Did it make you upset that I said that?
Pussy.
Yeah, fucking dude, I'm done, man. I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, fucking fine. I don't care.
If you don't like it, you can kiss my whole asshole.
Yeah. If you don't like it, you could just fuck. I'm gonna take a dump. I'll keep it in the back.
If you don't like my songs, you can press fast forward. If they don't like me, they can kiss my whole asshole.
Is that Kanye?
I think it's Jay-Z.
God, Kanye's falling off
Jason,
so hard.
Jason Z.
Jason Z? Is that his rap name?
Jason Zed.
All right, let's wrap it up because I don't want to keep yelling. I got stuff I got to do. I'm so happy we recorded today.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to record.
But if just to keep, you know, for research purposes, you want to go back and listen to the names I named. If you're not one of those people and you see me like out somewhere, just don't. I don't really want to talk to you. It's fine.
Talk to me. I like you.
In Bowling Green. I don't name my Clarksville friends because I don't run into them here. And those guys get it. They don't call me to hang out. They know I'm not going to hang out. Why can't people stop calling me to hang out?
I like to hang out.
This is different. This is a creative project. I enjoy doing this. Yeah. I enjoy this. But like, if a bunch of people come to town and go out, fucking don't call. I'm not going to go. Like, I'm just not going to go. Call Nick. Nick will go. I'm not going to go.
He's not going.
I'm not going to go.
Did you hear that?
And if you want to spend the whole time talking about how I didn't go and why I'm an asshole, guess what? That makes you a fucking asshole. Because I'm not sitting at home going, oh, those assholes called me. I'm just sitting at home going, I'd rather be here.
It really does hurt my feelings, though, that one person was
saying
not nice things about us.
It's on them, man.
I was nothing but nice.
That's on them, dude.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Here's what I'm saying. Has your life been any different?
I'm killing it.
Has your life been any different not knowing that?
Nope.
So why let it bother you now that you know?
Because I'm sensitive.
Do you think that person's thinking about it all right now?
Nope.
Then why are you thinking about it? Doesn't deserve it.
Because I'm sensitive and I have anxiety.
Not worth it, man. Doesn't deserve it.
You're right.
Those people know who they are.
Fuck them.
The people we're talking about are one of the people we're one of the people we named earlier. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
Let them know, like, if you want to sit there and run your fucking mouth and pretend like everything's cool, that's on you, man. So
it's completely unwarranted.
100%.
Whatever.
I hope you slip and fall.
This is mine.
I hope you slip and fall, rip your pants, and one of your nuts fall out. I don't want you to get hurt. I just want you to be inconvenienced.
All this is mine.
Yeah.
Things is good.
Measurements of success are extremely personal. Like, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, but I'm the happiest I've been in a long time since I went to that thing, and I was just kind of like, I hate this. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to do this. I don't like any of this. This sucks.
Are you going to come see my band whenever we play?
I don't know. Where are you playing?
I don't know.
Probably not. I'm joking. Like, if you played, I would go.
Okay.
We're friends.
Yeah.
We are friends. But, like, I'm mad at myself that I went the other night because I truly did not want to go. I wanted nothing. I did not want to be there.
I did. But I wanted to see everybody.
Right. I don't really care to see everybody. I don't care
Especially
anymore, man.
Triple B.
I mean, yeah, seeing Matt's always great. But like, some of those
always
guys are just kind of like,
I'm just kind of like,
we don't fucking hang out, and that's okay.
Triple B being a big ball in Barnes.
Let's not get together and pretend like we're all really close anymore. We're not. It's fine. It's fucking fine. Good Lord. You don't owe me an obligation to invite me somewhere and be nice. I'm okay not being the guy who gets invited. I prefer to be the guy who doesn't get invited.
I'm taking a vacation.
I'm not going.
I'm going.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Are you going by yourself or are you going to bring somebody?
I'm going to bring somebody.
Are you bringing the person that recent?
That's my plan.
That is a commitment.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't want to go by myself, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's just traveling with somebody is how you really get to know if something will work out.
I'm letting her pick. Yeah.
She's going to be like, let's go to like a candle store or something.
I said, pick one under $600.
And she's going to be like, I want to go to a place where they make tampons in case something goes wrong. I want to go somewhere where I can get cooking lessons.
It kind of limits it to either like Jamaica, the DR, or
don't go to Jamaica,
Mexico.
Don't go to resort places, man. Go somewhere fucking cool.
Those are the cheap ones, though.
Yeah, those are also the places where once you leave, it's a third world country.
There is one in Colombia.
You just named three former slave ports, so don't go there. You did. That's what those were.
Yeah.
Don't go to that.
There is one in Colombia.
That's fine, man. You can get kidnapped. No
it's
one will
like
give
five,
a shit.
It's only like 5 days, though.
Oh, only. Ugh. Well, because I killed it so hard this quarter, me and Emily are going to London next year.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll be able to afford it. I'll be able to put the money down on it.
Totes gels.
I'm done. You know, I said I wasn't going to be mean to my friends.
You know I'm joking, right?
Yeah, I know, but I slipped up at work and somebody said, oh, that totes rules. And I went, say the fucking word. I was like, it's not hard to talk. That's why we have them. They're words to say. So say it.
So you think I should avoid the...
Yeah, man, stop going. Like, whenever my friends tell me they go on vacation to, like, resorts, I'm like, that sounds lame. It sounds like a hotel.
But after that, I did the Azores. I mean, that was
so
cool.
So why do you have to do something lame to go do something fun? Just do something fun first. Resorts sound boring to me. They just, it sounds like a hotel. Anytime someone says like, I went here and I did whatever I did, I got to do all this. I'm like, it just sounds like a hotel. Why would you go somewhere and stay in a hotel?
Well, I mean, I was picking it because, price, because of economy, but yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
Go somewhere. Why?
I should.
If you're going to have to go out of your way to be there, make it somewhere you want to be. Like, I'm just saying, like
blowing like, minds.
Why the fuck would you go out of, oh, fuck, got to get on a plane, got to go here. Why would you do that to go someplace half-assed?
I'm going to shrink you down and put you in my pocket.
Like, I'm just, dude, I'm telling you, that fucking Pat
the life coach,
dude,
in 2017.
That party has fucking set me ablaze. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing anything half-assed anymore. I went to the gym. Why am I going to the gym to lift the same amount of weight? Fucking kick up 20 pounds on everything. I'll get it done. It'll suck, but I'll do it. And then in 2 weeks, I'll do 20 more pounds. Like, damn. Why ride for 5 miles and I can ride for 10? So why do anything if you're just going to half-ass it? You're going to have to pack, right? You're going to pack same amount of clothes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get on the air. You're going to have to drive to the airport same distance. The flight might be a little bit longer. But that just means the trip will probably be better because it's something you wanted to do. So why fucking inconvenience yourself for something that was just like, okay. What?
A life coach.
Just saying, man. Don't fucking drag ass, man. Don't drag ass. Kick ass. Fucking stop sitting around, man. What?
We'll start calling them. Oh, it's funny on three levels. Patitudes.
Patitudes?
Yeah, it's
why
funny.
Why is it funny on three levels?
Okay, so it's funny because it's like platitudes, but it's also funny because it has your name in it and it also has attitude in it.
All right,
fine. It's a new segment of the show.
Patitudes. It's just going to be me yelling.
Don't drag ass, kick ass.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, dude. Fucking stop. There's too many people fucking sitting around. And you know what they are?
Pussies.
In your fucking way.
Whoa!
That's what it is, dude. That's all it is. Everybody at that fucking thing the other night, I was like, you guys are all in the way. You're in somebody's
way. You're
either
with me or you're against me.
What?
You're either with me or you're against me.
Oh, I was like, you're either with me or behind me. That's the way I look at it now.
Oh,
that's the way I seriously
God.
Like, that's how I look at it.
Patitudes.
Like, seriously.
2017.
I sat there and I was just kind of like, I could be sitting around making fun of all you people, and that would be fun for like a little bit.
Or I could just kill you.
Oh, no, I was like, or I could just go home and continue filling out my resume and doing job applications that could get me somewhere. But right now, this is a waste of my fucking time. That's what it is. That's what I realized last the other week was. It was a waste of my fucking time.
Oh my God.
Nothing. All that happened was I stood still and I got anxious. That's all I did. And then I got mad about it. And then I yelled about it for 2 hours on this fucking thing. And hopefully there's something to it. So fucking done with that shit, man.
No apologizing.
No, I mean, I'll apologize if I'm wrong, but I rarely am because I'm a man. So, patitude. Yeah, man. Just fucking more lean, more mean 2017, which is just translates to like fucking stop standing around. I stood around for 6 months. I got sad, but I was easier to be around. Man. That's all it was, man. It's just like, yeah, you were really nice to be around. Dude, I was dying inside. Just trying to be the guy that's like, oh, well, you know, that's they said that thing. That's on them, and they got to deal with it. When in reality, I wanted to be like, yeah, they said that because they're a fucking cunt, and no one's ever told them they're a cunt. But you might change some things or make some other people feel better if you went, hey, stop being a cunt. There was a person at work who was just kind of like, last week, there were some people who weren't around last week, and the week was awesome. And those people came back into the office, and it kind of sucked.
Is that person a cunt?
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that, like, they're not a cunt. They're just like, they have a very confrontational attitude without realizing how confrontational they're being, because no one's ever been like, you know, maybe just say okay or sit that out instead of like throwing in your two cents, because guess what? It didn't fucking matter. Like, you don't have to be the guy who's always like shitting on it. Like, if you're going to have to contribute, what have we always said? If you're not going to contribute...
Breakfast is the most important meal.
100%. That's what I've always said. But I've always said, if you're not willing to contribute, then you're in no position to critique. If you're not going to help this out with a way to make it better, don't just sit there and say it sucks.
Like the Front Bottoms.
What is that?
They have a song called Twin Size Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I want to contribute to the chaos. I don't want to just stand and complain.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch and complain.
Yeah.
Complain.
Right. And every single one. I know I'm generalizing.
The song's about being on tour.
The majority
it's
of those motherfuckers
awesome.
At that fucking party.
Can we play it?
Yeah, we'll play it. Fuck, I don't give a shit. All those people that fucking. I'll play it on the. Just send me the link and I'll play it on the show. I don't give a shit anymore. Like, all the people, like, at that. not all the people, I'm generalizing, but like there were people there who I could tell were just like, love to complain about everything, but I bet they don't do anything to fucking change it. And I'm not going to be that dude anymore, man. Fucking crushing it 2017. I'm going to get a new job or I'm going to fucking kill it at this one. Got to make the most of the situations and not fucking just sit around and be sad all the fucking time. And not sad, just like pretending to be nice, because that shit sucks. It takes a lot out of you. Look at my face.
You don't give a fuck. I can tell, man, by your face.
I don't, dude. I was fucking exhausted all last year from just not saying anything and just trying to be the nice guy and doing what would make the situation easier. And all it did was fucking slow me down. Anger fuels me, and that's fine. It's fine.
I want to be like that.
That's what I came to terms with. That is like being mad.
Yeah.
Is fucking fine because it keeps me fucking going. Being anxious keeps me fueled. It's when I sit back and I'm like, well, it'll happen, that things just don't fucking happen because you're waiting on them. I'm not going to fucking do that anymore, man.
Wow.
Just fucking so fucking raged.
Do you want me to? I'll jerk you off.
No.
I'm not going to suck it.
No, I'm going to go to the Valvoline and I'll be like, you're going to take this coupon. And I know it expired yesterday, but you're going to fucking take it because I don't know how calendars work and I need you to be nice to me right now. So I'm going to tell her. That's exactly what I'm going to tell the girl.
I mean, who's going to say no? That's fucking hilarious.
It expired yesterday. What's today?
I need you to be nice to me right now. It's like it expired. And I'm not apologizing.
It's like it expired on the 7th. Yeah, well, today's the 8th. Yeah. This is fucking 12 hours. What's the fucking difference? So you just fucking take what's okay. This place going to shut down. You'll take this coupon? Just take this coupon. What are you going to do? Not take it? You're a jerk. I drove here. You get paid to be here. Who's really going out of their way now?
Trump is president.
You know why, don't you?
Because you can just bully your way into existence.
And instead of trying to make a change and getting out there and vote, you sat on your ass and did nothing. That's what fucking happened. That's exactly what fucking happened.
That's what I did.
Arkham's razor, man. And so, I'm not saying like I'm not like attacking
Occam's
you. Razor. What is it?
Occam's
no,
razor.
Arkham, the Joker. Occam's razor?
Yeah.
All right, like that's the thing, is like, what's the fucking harm? Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're entitled. 2017
is why not.
Yeah. You're entitled to just sit at home. It's fine. You're entitled to that. But when things start going wrong, you know what I mean? You kind of have to think about it. You know what I mean? I didn't vote when Bush took over the second time. Look what happened. And I'm not saying like I'm responsible. Like
I don't know.
I didn't vote.
That I really wanted.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
Right. Which is fine. And that's completely fine. But like that's what. That is a huge factor in what happened. A lot of people just stayed at home. And, like, you're completely okay to do that. But when shit starts going awry, you kind of had a chance to maybe, whether or not it really makes a difference. I know that it probably doesn't, but whether or not, you had a chance.
And I didn't do anything.
Don't just step up to the plate to stand in the box and wait to get hit. Swing away, motherfuckers. Like, I'm so fucking sick of just people complaining and not trying to make anything better about themselves. Like, oh, this sucks. They don't like this. They hate this. It's just like, the world is like dark, right? It doesn't have to be. You fucking pussies. God. I'm so fucking ready, dude. I'm so fucking, like, just fucking sitting around waiting to kill it. Like,
ripping them.
I can't fucking wait, dude. Can't
opening
fucking wait.
Up assholes in 2017.
Woo. All right, we're fucking done. I got to go get my whole change to convince this lady to take the coupon. I'm sure we'll be able to talk about it next week because it probably won't happen, but got to do what I got to do. So thanks for listening, everybody. Nikki, any podcasts you want to suggest?
Through Being Cool.
5-star iTunes ratings and reviews, please. We don't really ask for much. Do that.
Make sure you listen to our podcast. Subscribe to our Twitter. We post cool stuff, neat stuff, slick stuff, raw stuff.
I like that.
Check out. I've been listening to Ari Schaefer's Skeptic Tank.
What is that one about?
It's not about skepticism. He just interviews his friends.
No,
but it's good. It's kind of funny. Usually, check out Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Coco Diaz. Check out the Black Tapes. I've been listening to that. Got my parents
into
it. It's cool. Check out Burtcast. Check out Kinky Wet and Wild.
Kenny and Wes.
Check out Your Mom's House. Check them. Check it out. Check it out, man.
I listen to anything on CaveComedyRadio.com. I listen to all those shows. and Big Shiny Podcast, Hello Sweetie. I think Rebecca's moving to New York.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Pussy!
There's lots of that in New York. I think she's trying to be on in the show Hamilton, the musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know if that's a true thing. I just know she's really into Hamilton. Yeah. And I kind of made the joke. I was like, if you're going to rap, like the guy who wants to rap about Alexander Hamilton sounds just as exciting as the guy shows up to prayer worship with a guitar and wants to rap about the Lord. It just sounds lame. But if that's your thing, fucking do it. If you love it and you like it, do it fucking.
She should come visit us on her way to the East Coast.
No, they're probably not going to do that. I don't think she likes the show. I think she likes us. I don't think she listens to the show, though. I think she finds us interesting. I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I don't think she's necessarily into our humor as much as like she just likes the idea that it exists. like I think she might.
Well, then she
she does listen. I hit that back. She listens. She was playing catch. She said that she listened to the show, and I guess she missed all the cum talk or whatever because she mentioned cum buff by name. So I think.
So she should come visit us.
I think a lot of people listen to the show. Of the female, not
less,
necessarily Nikki.
Less hateful in person.
I know Nikki gets it because she like went and hung out with us and like understands that like it does kind of get played up on this. But I think some of the girls listen to the show just to be like, I wonder what the worst type of guys talk about.
We are horrible.
No, we're not. We're not the worst, Nick. We're not. No, because we're doing something.
Because we don't lie about being horrible.
No, because we don't sit down and do nothing. The people who are the worst, the people who don't do shit. They're the fucking problem. Guess what? You don't like our opinions? At least we fucking have them, you squishy fucking humans. God. Just fucking. Fucking bags of electricity with no fucking charge. You're just in my fucking way. Like, I'm so fucking sick of it. Squishy peach skin humans, man.
Mowing over squishy people in 2017.
Dude, seriously.
Through being cool. Yes. Through being nice is more like it.
No, I'm going to be nice if you deserve to be nice to, but if you're going to be a fucking idiot, stupid cunt, I'm going to fucking call you on it.
Don't be a stupid piece of shit in 2017.
Hashtag more mean, more lean in 2017. Get out there, fucking find out what you like. Find out what you want to do and just fucking do it, because there's so many ways to get it done. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
You scared motherfucker, go to church.
No fear. Ain't scared.
Ain't scared.
With 6 E's and 4 R's. All right, Nick, wrap it up.
Born ugly, raised stupid.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. I got to say it first. Till next week, we'll be taking ball bats with our pants on. Nick, you got to say it now.
Born ugly, raised stupid.
There you go.